Welcome back to The Wine Show Australia. You are with Jill Upton, and I am delighted to have Melissa Brown from Gemtree Wines in McLaren Vale with us this morning. Melissa, good morning, and thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning, Jill. It's lovely to be here.
So I was really tempted to give you a call and have a chat because I'm looking forward to a dinner on the 30th of May, which I know sounds like a long time away, 30th of May in the Gold Coast that I'm going to, run by our mutual friend Jane Thompson, the fabulous ladies' soiree dinner, and your wines, Gemtree Wines, are going to be the feature. And I assume you're going to be attending as well and talking about them. Is that right? I'll meet you in person.
Yes, I certainly will. Love doing the dinners with Jane.
Oh, great. Well, I'm really looking forward to it. And I do know your wines. I've always been enjoying your wines. And I thought, oh, this is definitely something I want to get along to. I'm taking along a couple of friends. And I thought, well, now's a great opportunity to get you on, have a chat about, you know, about the wines and everything else that is going on. And you actually do have a lot going on at the moment, and it's all very good stuff. So let's just start from the beginning. And why don't you tell us your story of how you got into the wine industry with your family, your husband, and just a little bit of an overview.
Sure. Well, I'm a third generation grape grower. So my grandfather, he was a market gardener who came to McLaren Vale in the 60s, continued his market gardening here, and planted a vineyard. So really the story started with him. And then my parents followed him down here in around 1980. And my dad, mum and dad started off with a sort of 30-acre vineyard, and they worked really hard and were very successful and built up their land holdings to just over 260 acres. So I joined our family business in 1994, which really surprised my dad because I wasn't really interested in the vineyard when I was growing up. I actually thought, you know, I'd over my dead body, would I want to work in a vineyard? So yeah, I think it was because my grandfather used to pay me 20 cents a bucket to pick grapes in the heat. I didn't really like it.
Slave labour.
No. Exactly, yeah. Anyway, yeah, so I joined our family business in 1994, and we were principally grape growers, and so we weren't making wine. And around the time that that time I met a very good-looking, charismatic young winemaker, and we hit it off, and he found out that my family owned all these vineyards and asked me to marry him. So, yeah. That's
I've got to get me some of that.
So we actually made our first wine together in 1998.
Wow. Okay. That's a lovely little story.
Yeah.
Well done, Mike. Mike is your husband's name, isn't it?
He is, yes. Yeah, that's right.
Mine as well, so good choice. Oh, that's awesome. But so you weren't wine, you were grape growers, you were actually winemakers. You've now changed that. So you've been making wine for, when was your first vintage?
Yeah, 1998.
Sorry, so 98 was your very first one, and yeah. You have since become, you've gone very sustainable, biodynamic, everything like that since, you know, well, I guess the 2000s and what?
Yes, yeah, it was actually in 2007 that we converted our vineyards to biodynamic. So it was a very different direction for the grape growing business because Dad was, I guess he was very focused on more tons and being successful from a financial perspective. And then I came in and I was more focused on nature, working with nature and wine quality. So there was a little bit of tension around that in the beginning, but it was probably the best decision that we've made for the long term benefit of the business and of our land. And we have, you know, children, and we want to pass this on to our kids in better condition than what it was handed to me in.
Yeah, absolutely. So that explains why, like, looking into your tasting room, which I haven't actually been to, but reading about it, it's it's all recycled materials and everything that is used, even scraps like food waste is what is used, you know, putting back into the soil, everything like that. There's nothing that isn't being reused, which is marvelous. And it's pretty much the way that we do have to go. And that was really your influence.
Well, what we didn't realise was how much an agricultural decision was going to infiltrate the whole business. So it just raised our whole consciousness around how we as a business interact with the environment and what we can do to minimise our detrimental impact. So we're sort of leading by example and just trying to do the right thing and encourage other people to have a think about what they can do as well, which is why we run tours at our cellar door, teaching people about regenerative farming practices, biodynamics, what that's all about. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, let's just go with that. So with your cellar door, what sort of experience, apart from obviously learning quite a lot about what we should be doing for the world, what's the experience that they can have? What sort of wines are being tasted? Is there, you know, did you offer food? Just explain the experience. Sell it to us.
So we have, there's a few. They can be sort of 45 minutes up to 3 hours. So we have our native tasting experience. So we have a native food garden and we offer a native tasting plate with our wine tasting, which has elements of native bush foods on it. And so that's something a little bit different and an acknowledgement to our traditional owners. We also do our Being Biodynamic tour. So we have a very interactive demonstration area which you can walk around and look and see and smell and really get up close in terms of what biodynamics is all about. So people come away from that much better informed on what it's all about. Yeah. And that includes at the end of the walk and talk, we do a wine tasting and then we serve a beautiful Fleurieu regional platter with a glass of wine on our deck with an incredible view over the valley. So there's that one. And then we have our wine and wander experience. So one of the unique things about Gem Tree is that we have the Gem Tree Eco Trail. So this is a 10-hectare area in the heart of our vineyards, which was degraded land, and we've restored it to an area devoted to native flora and fauna. So we've planted over 50,000 native trees and shrubs in this area, and it's a great corridor for native animals. We have information signs in there and a little walking trail. So the Wine and Wander experience is the biodynamic tour, and then you drive through the vineyard in Poly Polaris, our all-terrain vehicle, and we drop you off at the Eco Trail and you go for a little walk, and then you come to this gorgeous dam set underneath 100-year-old gum trees, and you find a little picnic basket, and in that basket is a three-course lunch from the Salopian Inn restaurant, which is an award-winning restaurant here in McLaren Vale. So you sit in this gorgeous natural setting, beautiful food, great wine. So that's the Wine and Wander.
That sounds beautiful. And, of course, if you wanted to stay overnight, you offer some gorgeous accommodation. I was checking out your cabins and they're stunning.
Yeah, so the cabins are, they're all about getting people to reconnect with nature. So turn off your phone, there's no TV, interact with each other. So they're very simple little buildings. It's quite small, but they have windows so that you're sort of, if you look out, you're just surrounded by nature. And they're off-grid. So the cabins, we have 8 of them on the Gem Tree Vineyards now. And they're actually, they're not owned by us. They're owned by a business called Cabin, C-A-B-N. And they have them sort of all around South Australia. And we're really proud to have them here on the Gem Tree Vineyards. There was a real synergy between the two businesses in wanting to connect people with nature and just raise people's awareness of how beautiful and just, you know, the feeling that you get with being in nature is very calming.
Yeah, I totally agree. I grew up on a you know, cattle farm, and it's you know, literally in the middle of nowhere. The closest place you could buy milk was a 45-minute drive, and it's just that beauty that you're constantly surrounded by the mountains. I'm so with you. It sounds like an absolutely beautiful place to visit. So for everybody who's listening, make sure you put Gemtree Wines on your list when you're in McLaren Vale. And then we've had a question in from Christopher, and he has said, I have a question for Melissa Brown. What are the differences between the Ernest Allen Shiraz and the Obsidian Shiraz?
Oh, great question. So he obviously knows our wines reasonably well. So Ernest Allen is a wine that's named after my grandfather. We used to have just the Obsidian and the Uncut Shiraz. The Uncut was sort of like our, not entry level, but our foundation Shiraz, and the Obsidian was very much our reserve Shiraz. So both of them could be cellared, but Uncut was probably more for drinking now. We wanted to make a wine to honour my grandfather, and the Ernest Allen sort of sits in between the two. So it comes from a single vineyard on the property. And it's, I would describe it as if the Uncut is like Shiraz in jeans and Ernest Allen is like Shiraz in a suit. It's more opulent, a bit more elegant, a bit more refined than the Uncut, and it sort of sits, but not as big and bold as the Obsidian. Mm. Yeah, so it's just a different tier of wine.
Interesting. I actually had the Obsidian not long ago. When I say not long ago, it was probably, you know, 6 months, 9 months ago. I'm just trying to think of where I would have that. Where do you stock your wines when it comes to restaurants, bottle shops, et cetera? How do people access them?
We are found in quite a few restaurants around the country. You can buy our wines in BWS and Dan Murphy's, but also boutique bottle shops, and of course online. We have a fantastic wine club where people are offered a 20% discount if they purchase direct from us.
Great. And how is that one case, like a 12 bottles per year, or what's the go?
Yeah, it's a 6-bottle buy-in, and we just ask you to purchase one dozen a year.
And that's it. Okay. So that is gemtreewines.com. Nice. Not .au, just gemtreewines.com. Okay. So that's where you can buy them. But the wines I've always had, they're very, very, I hate the word approachable. I don't know why I'm going to use it, but it's because it works, right? It's like they actually are, they're really, God, I'm going to say another one I don't like, easy drinking. I'm not on fire this morning. Yep. No, but they are very approachable, easy drinking wines. They are. They're also very affordable. Oh my gosh, they're like $26, you know, basically $26. You've got the lovely rosé, you have Fiano, Tempranillo, but didn't you just recently receive some awards for your GSM and Grenache?
Yes, we did. At the Melbourne Wine Show, we were awarded the trophy for Best Grenache. The first time that we
won
a trophy in Melbourne, so we were absolutely thrilled about that. We were also awarded the trophy for Best Organic and Biodynamic Wine. So that was amazing. So that was for our 2022 Small Batch Egg Grenache. And then we also just won about a month ago. This award went to Mike for Master Winemaker 100 for Best Grenache for our Cinnabar GSM 2021. So that's based in the UK, and it's judged by Masters of Wine. And yes, our GSM was chosen as sort of the best Grenache in a lineup of many global wines.
Congratulations. That's a really mean feat. I noticed you have the 22 GSM available online, but not the 21.
Exactly.
Are you sold out?
We are sold out, unfortunately, because that, I mean, we sent the samples over to Europe quite some time ago for that award process. But look, the 2022 is, it's a very, very good wine as well. It's already won a couple of gold medals here in Australia. It's always made in the same style. So although the 2021 was the award winner, you can be guaranteed of just as good a wine in the 2022.
And what I do find amazing, like, you know, $26 online, if you're a member, it's $20 a bottle, which as a very avid Grenache drinker, I know that you don't normally pick up bottles of very good Grenache for that price.
So it would be too cheap, Jill, to be honest.
I was about to say, I think it could be upping it a little bit there, Mel. It's but for the consumer, we love it.
Particularly because it's organic and biodynamic, and that does require extra effort and input, in particularly in the grape growing process. They're very good value for money wines.
Yes, they really, really are. So there are... So your Fiano and Tempranillo, I mean, so we've got a bit of Mediterranean influence there. Why did you choose those two particular varietals, given that McLaren Vale is known for other varietals, probably more so?
So Dad planted things like Chardonnay and Pinot and Semillon, which were sort of all the go back in the 80s. And
yes.
But, look, our climate is definitely changing. And so, you know, we're looking to the future all the time, and we had quite a bit of Chardonnay here. We still have some Chardonnay, but we were looking for a variety that tolerates heat well and makes an exceptional style of wine. So Fiano originates in southern Italy from Campania, Sicily. It gets very hot there, tolerates heat and drought conditions exceptionally well while holding its acid. So makes a lovely balanced wine. And, yeah, I love it. I love Fiano.
Yeah, so do I. And, of course, Fiano does do so beautifully in McLaren Vale, I do know. It's always nice to see why someone actually would choose those particular ones. Any varietals that you think in the future you'd like to, you know, start maybe dabbling in?
Well, I've also got Tempranillo, and we were one of the first vineyards in McLaren Vale to plant that variety along with Darenberg.
Right.
So we've had that since the late 90s. So we make a beautiful rosé from that, a Tempranillo Grenache Mataro rosé. And we also do a straight Tempranillo. We call it Luna Temprana, which means early in Spanish. Because Tempranillo is generally an early ripener. We have Mataro, we have Grenache. I've recently grafted some Vermentino, some Albarino, some Aglianico. So, yeah, just experimenting with a few different of these alternative varieties. But our staple variety is still Shiraz, which McLaren Vale really does exceptionally well. We have that beautiful mid palate. We just have the ideal Mediterranean climate. We have the hot days in summer, as we're definitely experiencing now, being 40 degrees in autumn. We get the cooling sea breezes at night, and I think that is McLaren Vale's secret weapon, is our proximity to the sea.
Absolutely. Those nice warm days, but yeah, that cool breeze at night. And I haven't been down there for a long time. It's time, and I'll certainly be popping by and staying in maybe the Melissa cabin.
Yes, and you can
visit. I had to have a laugh at that. I love that.
Well, I haven't stayed in it yet, Jill, because, well, we're still in harvest, and a couple of the cabins are quite new. So maybe I'll have a stay in her after vintage,
Right, okay, there we go. And just very quickly, just before we wrap, how are you finding that this vintage is going for you this year? What are your expectations?
Oh, wow. Well, I'll tell you what, it's interesting. So it's a very slow start. We had quite a late veraison, which is when the grapes start to ripen, accumulating sugar and softening. That was very late this year. So I was expecting a later vintage, but right now we are very much in the thick of it, and we're sort of experiencing a bit of a heat wave here at the moment. And so things have come on very quickly. And the Shiraz yields in particular are quite light. So I think from this vintage, I mean, it's a bit early to tell because I've only picked a few blocks of Shiraz at the moment, but because the crops are very low, we're going to have really intense flavours.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good. That is very good. So sounding like the year's not going to be too bad for you at all.
Oh, well, exactly. Yeah. And every vintage is an opportunity to make a better wine.
I absolutely 100% couldn't agree more. Well, look, Melissa, it has been so wonderful to have you on the show. And would definitely love to get you back on again. Congratulations on the recent awards. As much as I say you should be upping those prices, God, we love that you don't. Everyone, do check them out, gemtreewines.com. Really, really good wines. They are obviously available retail, BWS, Dan Murphy's, etc. Get your hands on some of them. Melissa, you have a wonderful rest of weekend, and I'm sure we'll be in touch. Well, I'll look forward to meeting you on the 30th of May.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot, Jill.